production's cancelled here on the northwest coast. But the good thing is that planning's already going ahead for a few events to be staged this year and even next year as well. In fact, the Devonport Choral Society is now looking for expressions of interest from people that want to direct or be involved in productions for 2022. Tell us a bit more about it. The president is of the Devonport Choral Society, Marie Brudzinski. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hello, Martin. How are you?
Yeah, good. Nice to catch up with you again. Now, you're actually calling for people to maybe want to direct or people who you have called creatives. I've got no idea what that means because I'm obviously not one, but what does that mean?
Well, a creative might be a set designer, costume designer, someone who's interested in the visual aspects of a particular show. Another one might be lighting design, for instance. So the director has a look at the whole vision of a show, but they also need some support from some talented people in those other areas as well.
And I know in past productions you've actually drawn people from all over the coast, even though it's the Devonport Choral Society, you've actually had performers and people working behind the scenes from right across the coast.
Absolutely, and we still do.
Mm. And
I know it's fantastic.
Vice versa with the Burnie Musical Society as well. Their productions dragging people from all over the region as well. So you're looking for expressions of interest. You're planning ahead for next year. So have you got productions in mind for 2022 specifically at this point?
We're inviting anyone who's interested in directing or has some ideas about shows for our 2022 season to get in contact with us with an expression of interest by next Friday, the 12th of March, so that we can actually look at it at our March meeting and hopefully make some decisions would be fantastic. Now, there is a bit of a process to go through. So initially, we're just after some information about the show that you're interested in doing, a bit of information about that show in regards to what the casting and music requirements are, any initial sort of artistic vision and why it would be good for not only our society but the participants involved and also our audiences, who are very important.
Okay, now also I understand you're planning to stage something next year that's not a musical, so if you've got someone that's wanting to direct or get involved in a production, not necessarily a musical, you've actually got something happening there next year.
Well, actually, coincidentally, the Devonport Repertory Theatre Society are also looking for directors at the moment. And so we, part of our rules say that we have to have music and musicals as part of our repertoire, but we can sort of do a major production and a smaller production. We have a few options around there. As I said, Devonport Repertory Theatre Society are also looking for directors. There are some great opportunities for people who are experienced, but also for people who just want to put their toe in the water. So they might not want to stage a full-scale production, but they might be interested in doing something for a one-act play festival or a one-act for the Devonport of Stedford, for instance. And I know Devonport Rep, as well as Devonport Choral, are really open at the moment to looking at different ideas and different ways to do things, because obviously, you know, we can't do things in the traditional way at the moment, or it's a very big challenge. So we want some ideas from people who are really enthusiastic and really keen to be part of both of our societies, and there is quite a bit of crossover. Not only with Devonport Rep and Devonport Choral, but also we work together with Ulverston Repertory Theatre, Burnie Musical Society. All of those societies along the coast do more productions in Burnie. We all sort of have crossovers and have sort of mutual members, and we all want to work together to really, really keep the performing arts alive and going and vibrant in our region.
Well, it is very vibrant in our region. I'd reckon that you know, the depth of talent that we've got for a small region on the northwest coast would stack up against anything anywhere in the country.
Absolutely, the amount of talent that we've got along the coast is incredible.
Mind blowing, actually. Yeah,
absolutely. But we would love to find some people who, you know, really have an itching desire to be an integral part of a production and not just sort of to come in and have a bit of a sing and have a bit of a dance or whatever, but you know that they're interested in some of the other things involved in the show, like lighting design, stage design, sets and costumes and those kind of things. We'd love to hear from those people as well.
Yeah, my oldest son, who's now nearly 40, but when he was at college, he was keen on doing a career as a sound engineer, but he had nowhere to go to actually learn about it and practice about it. But that'd be an example where someone could get their foot in the door and learn.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
and even, you know, depending on the show, we might need someone who is good with sound effects, finding sound effects, creating sound effects, you know, being there during the shows to actually make that happen for us. So there are lots of different aspects of theatre. It's not just about getting on the stage and doing your thing. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things as well. People that are interested in looking for and making props, for instance. Now, that's something that you might not always think of, but look, if you love going op shopping and love, you know, looking for antiques or, you know, things like that, that might be something that you're really interested in doing that would also benefit one of these societies right along the coast.
Yeah, or someone that enjoys sewing could help with costume design. I mean, there's
absolutely.
So many. There's options everywhere, isn't there, really?
There are so many options in theatre. So, you know, you don't have to be artistic to come and paint a set. You just need to be able to hold a paintbrush, really.
Okay, I think I qualify for that, but I might struggle in some of the other areas.
But, yeah, we'd love to hear from people who just want to be involved.
Mm.
And that goes for all the societies along the coast. As I said, we're really keen to work together to make the performing arts right across the coast a really vibrant thing. And a lot of companies have struggled, so we need to get back on top of that and move forward.
Yeah, and look, I did a few Rips performances when I was younger, and I can vouch for how much fun it is. You know, whether you're on the stage or not, it's just a fun atmosphere to be involved in, and everyone works as a team, and the end result is not just the result of the director and the actors. There's so many other people that put it all together. While I've got you, Marie, the production that the Choral Society are doing this year, we've spoken about it a couple of times already, Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, it's not too far away now, so how's it all going?
Oh, it's going fantastically well. Unfortunately, we don't have tickets on sale just yet. We're still in negotiations with the theatre because obviously there are certain restrictions at the moment and things that we've got to...
And they may change too in the weeks
absolutely,
ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So we're hoping to get tickets on sale very, very soon. The show is going so well. Our cast is amazing, and I'm not in this cast, but it is absolutely a privilege to go along to auditions and listen to this amazing music. Our band is fantastic under David Turner, who's from Burnie. Some fantastic musicians, awesome singers. Anyone that loves Buddy Holly music, oh, they've got to see this show. It is going to be amazing. We've also, you know, got some Big Bopper songs and a bit of Richie Valens. So it's
they're
a
all,
concert
yeah.
feel and a really good feeling show.
Yeah, they're intertwined with the Buddy Holly story, of course, sadly. That sounds like it's going to be terrific. Is it May when it's on?
It's on May, in May, and we open on the 14th of May and finish on the 29th. So it'll be sort of over the three weeks.
Yeah, okay, I'll look forward to that. I'm definitely coming along to see that one. So, Marie, thanks for your time this afternoon, and I hope you get a few new people involved in theatre, because as you say, it can be such a rewarding thing, and hopefully someone out there is listening, it's just set off a light bulb and they'll be in touch with you. They need to let you know by the 12th of March, though.
That's right. Choral Society and Devonport Rep both have Facebook pages, so if you need some more information, just get in touch.
Okay, terrific. Marie, thanks for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Martin.